Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
A casual gamer, a constant complainer, welcome to Filthy Stinks. He's calling to moan, he's leaving notes on your phone, welcome to Filthy Stinks. You're listening to Filthy Stinks.
Hello, weary traveller, and welcome back to the latest episode of Filthy Stinks. I am the one, the only, the deadbeat punk, and with me is a man who needs no introduction, but he's going to get one anyway. It's Filthy.
Hello. Ooh, hello. No, that's wrong.
You've had a week to practice.
Went far too low. Can't even get it myself. I'm just getting over a cold to, wrong register. Sorry about
hello.
That.
Hello.
See, it's your dulcet tones just inspired me, but yeah. Just can't put it.
And
just
I'm going to add more bass to that in editing and raise your pitch a little bit to make you sound a bit more feminine than normal.
Be podcasting with Darth Vader.
Yeah,
there I am.
It's the heavy breathing.
There I am, little high-voiced Luke, you know. He was a little pitchy in those early movies, but, you know, we'll forgive him because he's also the voice of the Joker, I suppose.
Before we go any further of using the Force to make ourselves go high-pitched, we better read out some spoilers. No, we'll not read out some spoilers. We'll read out some warnings about spoilers. Stupid.
Oops.
Before we go any further, we would like to warn anyone that may have stumbled in by accident. The show does contain quite a bit of bad language, mostly because of Filthy, and will be focused on his progress through Yakuza 7, or Yakuza Like a Dragon, or Like a Dragon Like a Dragon. Now that Ryuga Gotoku Studio has dropped the Yakuza name, still don't know if I'm getting that. Ryuga Gotoku.
I think it's a bold effort. I applaud it.
Ryuga Gotoku. Yeah. Has dropped the Yakuza name, so there will be spoilers. We would advise anyone to start off with the Elderflower pilot, our first series, and why wouldn't you start at the start? That's exactly where you're supposed to start.
Well, they won't understand the context. I mean, you start series 2, episode 2, you'll have no idea what has come before, all the pain, the heartache, the katanas.
They're talking, and then there's like a beep, and then it's your man, but he's talking differently to himself.
And he's in the past.
Oh.
Talking in the past.
Well, with all that out of the way, we can start swearing and induce those tingly ring stings.
Thank fuck for that.
You just couldn't wait.
I was sort of biting my tongue. It's been one of those days. Do you ever just need a really good swear? You maybe just save them up for the end of the day. You know, just
stick the kettle on and call the cop a fucking prick.
Exactly. You know, just just a good old swear. Ooh.
So things not well, Filthy. Is it the guilt about not feeding your dog and having it pass away? I still don't hear it.
I really can't encourage this subplot of a podcast that would imply. I have two separate donations to the dog's trust. And actually, no, I just stopped one. But the reason I stopped it was... no, but the reason I stopped it is because I'm giving to my local dog shelter instead. So there you go. I mean... I'm not saying I'm a saint. That's not for me to say. That's up to the church. But two separate of the little donations leave my account. And I do look after my own dog as well. And you should too.
I don't have a dog.
Yeah, no, you don't have a dog. That's true.
Not yet.
I meant the royal you, listener. What do we call it?
Don't you fucking call me a royal.
Wouldn't throw you in with that lot.
Look at my finger.
Although I've never seen you sweat, in fairness. But then maybe you're
That's because I don't do much.
You're just a very relaxed man, you know. But
a calm.
In fairness, I know for a fact you don't like pizza. So it that actually works in your favor in this instance, I believe.
You could have said, I don't like child abuse, but no, you went with the pizza.
I went with the pizza.
You don't like child... Oh, well, no. I can't be 100 in that.
No, I'm gonna stick with the pizza.
He's not too keen on it, but I don't know if he hates it.
It's, you know, strongly worded, I think. Hates a big word, yeah. So...
What have you been keeping well since the last episode?
I'm absolutely fine. I'm still here. I'm still playing games for the most part. Still playing a lot of chess. That's my side hustle. We know this. That keeps going on. But also playing this game, Yakuza's Like a Dragon. Or not Yakuza's, but certainly a dragon. So
dragons are involved.
There are dragons involved. Although I haven't seen any yet. Unless it was Chinese New Year and I just missed it.
Not even a dragon tattoo.
No, not even a girl with a dragon tattoo, because they're not allowed, apparently. They're a big deal, dragon tattoos. I learned that this week. Might come up later. I don't know. I don't remember what I've said. But I did learn this week that dragon tattoos are a big deal, and that was informative.
Well, did you learn much about tattoos in Japanese culture?
No.
No, I know you didn't.
But I look forward to it as a side quest, maybe. I'll be honest, it's been a weird week, and we'll get into it, I'm sure, in a minute. But with some of the side quests I've had so far, I wouldn't be surprised if one of them side quests was to go to the history of Japanese body artwork museum and just, I don't know, rearrange the chairs or something. But yeah, so it's been good so far.
Will we start with it? Will we do a ring sting?
Let's get stinging. Them ringings.
So I've been given a smartphone and I've been shown by some sort of dandy in a cravat that looked a bit like a Bond villain how to use it. So that was helpful. And now my journalist friend has showed back up again to, I don't know, infiltrate some sort of meeting or other. He had a bit of a... The game was a bit of a predilection of food. He was late for the meeting because he was busy eating. A big beef bowl, apparently. Also, one of the people, another observation, somebody I just fought was mad dogging me, but that didn't faze me, apparently, which was good because I wouldn't want anybody thinking I could be fazed by such a thing. So, yes, that's going on here in... do you know, I don't know where this is set. Is it Tokyo? It's not, is it? Okay.
Well, for a change, you were almost right in this one. The game at this stage is based in Kamurocho.
Okay.
Which is a fictional district of Tokyo.
I see.
You see.
I think the word of the day is going to be informative. I'm learning a lot with this game.
Well, it's based on a place called Kabukicho.
Kabukicho. Okay. And that is a place.
That is a place. It's a renowned red light district in Tokyo.
Which would explain why I was brought up in a whore house. Very good.
It could be. Yeah. If you're looking for prostitution, crime and yakuza, it is the place to go.
And who doesn't want all of those things?
Yeah, it sounds like quite the holiday.
It's a busy long weekend. Right. Look, the coronation weekend is coming up. That would be something to do.
Oh, we need to go somewhere. It's Tokyo or Bundoran.
Yeah, those are the only two options.
So... I know you haven't played any of the previous titles, but they all revolve around Kamurocho.
You say that like that's a bad thing. It's part of my charm that I haven't played any of the previous titles. We wouldn't be here otherwise, so, you know.
Well, you could be playing Yakuza 0. This could all make sense to you. You'd like, oh, I know this place.
No, I prefer to be mindlessly confused and just wander around whimsically.
I think you would have been if you started off with the first game anyway.
Quite probably. again, my history of Tokyo, whether real or fictional, is not my strongest suit, admittedly.
And a point I was going to pull you up on, dandy in a cravat.
Yeah, there's a guy, he gives me a phone.
Uh-huh.
He sort of looks, I don't know, he looks a bit like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen or somebody. He just seems very flashy.
Yeah, he is a flashy gentleman. It's just, you're no stranger to a cravat.
Well, I mean, this is it, I suppose. Game recognizes game. I've owned cravats in the past. I cannot lie, not on this most sacred of podcasts.
Oh, no, not on a recording.
Nope, not for the tape. For the purposes of the tape, the subject has owned cravats and been seen in public in them. That is true. So,
rectify your cravat.
Exactly. That has been the call on many an occasion. It has been askew. So, yeah, I'm an occasional cravat dabbler.
Would be the phrase. This character was Nick.
Was it? Is that what he's called?
It was.
Mick.
Nick.
Nick. That's not a very Japanese name. Just Nick.
Yeah, which is why I'm extra surprised you didn't remember it.
Yeah, it's just
Nick. Nick Ogata.
There it is.
Yeah.
Nick the cravat. You know, you used to get people like that in the mob, didn't you? Johnny the Hat or Billy the
Cravat Nick.
Yeah, Cravat Nick. Right, well, that sounds Russian. Cravat Nick. He gives you your cravat. I've entertained myself there, sorry.
Well, I'm glad at least one person's entertained in all this.
Cravat Nick.
Are you playing with a fucking can while we're recording?
No, you've told people off for that before. Sorry.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware of your love of Foley and background noise, and the wealth of editing woes that it gives.
Mm. Yep. Also, mad dogging.
Yeah, I've noticed one or two even since this. There's one or two things happen in fights that you don't expect to be things. And
that you don't expect to be things.
Yeah,
please paint us a picture with words, filthy.
Well, it just it just comes up, and something I maybe you'll have to tell me, or maybe I should just start paying attention. But I have
You're
noticed
only two options.
Well, yeah, I have noticed that every time you do end up in a lot of street fights. Every 10 yards, you have to fight some people. I noticed they've all got names. I've never noticed if it's just the same names repeated over and over again, but yeah
there are enemy types.
Yeah, so
you probably came across a lot of steamed punks.
Yeah, that sort of thing. It's like steamed punk has been knocked out. You know, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of them,
and steamed hams as well, or maybe not. But yeah, it came up like steamed punk has mad dogged you, and he makes a funny little gesture and. So for some reason you care. I mean, it says
if that lands, I think the mad dogging puts your character into a state of rage, so they will attack the character that put them into the rage and nobody else, and you can't give them any commands.
Okay.
Which doesn't really matter at your stage of the game.
Yeah.
Because you're only attacking anyway, but if that happens to the healer of your group or somebody that uses skills.
Oh, Jesus. That could be a minefield. I wouldn't like that.
Oh, it's a tornado of shade.
That could be. Funny mentioning the skills thing, I find myself using them a lot in fights and just ending the fights really quickly.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah. At this early stage as well, when you've got loads of the whatever the greeny blue bar is called that skills cost. Is it the skill bar?
Well, we have been paying attention, haven't we?
Yeah, it's a semi-coloured bar that depletes when you do stuff. Yep, that much I can tell you.
So yeah, mad dogging's not so bad. It's the raw dogging you need to watch out for.
I hope that's a joke.
If you get raw dogged, you're having a bad time.
I really hope that's a joke. But yeah, this game's getting weird already. So I'm just going to just be quietly worried about that now.
Why are you quietly worry about getting raw dogged? Will I move on to the next audio note?
Yes, please.
It's the evening of the day when we've recorded that first episode of Series 2, the award-winning podcast, and I haven't played a whole lot of Yakuza today. What I'm currently doing is watching the Mortal Kombat movie, so I just wanted to share that with you. Do you ever one of those things that really should have been your you thought would have been a high priority. Believe it or not, I have never watched the Mortal Kombat movie that came out 2 or 3 years ago, despite it being my favourite gaming franchise. And I'm really enjoying it so far, 40 minutes in. Still hate Kano. I mean, I guess it's a testament to a good villain. I fucking hate Kano. Always have, always will. What a prick. I think it's that Rolly movie does where you can't block it. It just always catches you with it. It just really annoys me. But so far I'm enjoying the movie. And I just thought, hey, you know how much I like my sidetracks. So I thought I would actually dedicate an entire sting to a sidetrack of a movie, which I've never done before. So you're welcome.
Well, filthy, you're worse than fucking useless.
Yes, it would certainly appear that way. Not a lot of defense for this audio note, to be honest with you. I just thought
that you could have not sent this audio note. That was an option open to you.
I just thought you might want to know my opinions on a movie.
No, I think you knew it would fucking wind me up, and that's why you sent it.
Yeah, I did a little bit. I knew you were miles away. You couldn't come after me or break my TV.
I'm not allowed in England.
So, yeah, it's a good movie. I quite enjoyed it. It was you know, I noticed, you know, I'm reiterating what I said, but it was one of those funny things that I hadn't got around to watching it. I was excited at the time, watched all
the trailers.
Oh, that's
the second point I'm fucking annoyed about. You asked me to upload it to the Google Drive illegally so you could watch it.
Yeah, that
was yonks ago.
Well, exactly. That was just testing your loyalty more than anything. But
you test my loyalty.
I should have known you would do crimes.
You've called me a royal. You've tried to imply I'm a loyalist. Yeah, I'm not letting you build this narrative against me.
Now you do crimes on my behalf. Yeah.
I said I'm not a loyalist.
Oh, topical.
What a funny joke.
Controversial, is it? I don't know.
They say the DUP never went to the anniversary for the Good Friday Agreement.
They wouldn't, would they? It's not really their volumes. Sort of. Not really their sort of thing, is it?
Yeah. We'll be cutting that.
Agreements. I went to see a play about the Good Friday Agreement last week as well, but I probably shouldn't talk about that on this podcast either, because that wasn't exactly playing Yakuza, if I'm being honest.
No, I'm glad you didn't leave a fucking audio note halfway through.
Yeah,
just sitting here.
You'll hear him in the background. There he is, saying his words on the stage.
Shirts himself.
Pretending he's someone else.
Probably somebody from Give My Head Peace.
Yeah. One of them actually was. Yeah.
Of course it fucking was.
Yeah, Dad Gordon. He was in it. And the bloke off Peaky Blinders. That was good. Local hero.
Killian Murphy.
No, not that one. Everybody says that, disappointingly. The other one.
He's gorgeous.
That jawline. Good grief. You could cut glass on it. That's I think we're on tangent number three off the tangent now.
I wouldn't mind. It all comes off something that I was going to cut out of the episode. So
yeah, we're in trouble now. That was some
quality, what a quandary.
Quality content. Oh dear. But yeah,
don't you ever fucking leave me a ring sting about a movie again, you cunt.
To answer your question, I quite enjoyed the movie, and I hope there's a sequel. Yeah. But I enjoyed the characters that they introduced, the screen time they all got, and the lore that they explored. So,
is Kylie Minogue in it?
No.
No, so it's not as good as Street Fighter's movie.
Okay, that's a fair point. No Kylie. That's a pro-con list. No Kylie. That's fair. But Scorpion did say, get over here. So, you know, win-win. Yeah.
Get over here.
Get over here and play another ring sting.
Get over here.
Montefiore.
There, boy. Get to me.
Montefuck.
Get your whole hither.
Actually, that was always a good insult, a really niche insult, a good yo mama joke. Yo mama's so fat, Scorpion says, stay over there. I always enjoyed that one.
Right, audio note before we keep going.
Yeah, let's go back to the game thing.
That's happened. Right, what all have I done here? I've just fought my way through a sewer. That was interesting. Fought lots of little men who were getting angrier and angrier and starting to fight people above my current rank more, which will be a challenge, I'm sure. And more people, for that matter, 3-on-1, etc. Following that, I went up a ladder. Was disappointed that there wasn't a Chinese restaurant at the top of the ladder. Food's definitely a preoccupation in this game, really. Instead, we were on a rooftop with some Omi clan who are beaten up. And then Thelma and Louise did off a roof with Big Bob. And what have we done? We've sort of beaten up more of the Omi clan. And now Big Bob's left me to go presumably deliver the post or whatever it is he does when he's not with me in his brightly coloured jacket. He's left the party, which seems like an ominous thing to say, but that's what's going on. Oh, and well, my washing's done, so there's that as well. Busy, busy times.
That washing machine sounds an awful lot like a microwave.
No, it's my washing machine. I can multitask.
Are you sure? It sounds like you were heating up a little Rustler's burger for yourself.
No, it was. I had to get some clean jeans and shirts.
Are you sure it wasn't a meal for one? Now that the wife's left you and took the dog with her, that's dead.
Is the dog dead or is it somewhere else leading a better life?
I don't know if she's turned the dog against you or it's dead. I'll see which one gets more traction online.
We could turn it into a Twitter poll.
She's turned the dog against me.
Are you still allowed Twitter polls? Does he charge for those yet? I don't know. There's probably a joke somewhere about a large poll that you have to buy if you want to use Twitter. This is my Twitter poll. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk owned a Twitter poll.
I thought you were going to turn it into like Elon Musk is a stripper dancing on a greasy Twitter poll.
Or he's, I don't know, half Polish. He's a Twitter poll.
He doesn't have the work ethic.
Well, that's
SpaceX look like a big willy?
Doesn't it just? He wouldn't know. Oh, this might be the most tangent. Can an episode be more tangent than
episode? It's been one of those weeks, has it, Phil?
Yeah, it's just going that way. It's just
Elon Musk has never seen a penis, his own, or paid to see another.
That much we can categorically state for legal reasons beyond our control.
So did you manage to find the secret little Ninja Turtles fight in the sewers? Because I didn't see you mention it.
No, I have literally no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Wow, it could be because I made it up.
Don't scare me like that. I thought this was going to be, I don't know, one of those other many things that I've missed in all the games I've played.
Yeah, if you fight them and knock out Leonardo's front teeth, you get to keep his swords. It makes the game a lot easier.
That did happen. Well, no, that didn't happen. But I do remember when
Yakuza I was in a half shell.
I don't know.
You were saying?
Well, I don't know if it's a spoiler. I don't think it is for a completely different game. But I do remember in Last of Us 2, you having to tell me 3 hours after I'd passed a certain zone that I hadn't picked up a shotgun that I was definitely going to need, and I had to just bite the bullet and replay those 3 hours.
The shotgun bullet.
Yeah, literally had to bite a shotgun bullet. Shrapnel everywhere. And I would believe you. That is the problem here, that there would be a little hidden Easter egg of some cool Ninja Turtles and I'd have bloody missed it.
I was going to run with it, but I didn't have the heart. It wasn't going to work fully. You know me, if I start to get invested, I'll just double down. I'll dig my heels in. For an unfunny joke, it's not worth it. And I realise a shotgun bullet is a shotgun shell.
I think we both realised that early on, and then we have to stick with it, which is unfortunate. But side note, because we haven't had enough of those, I did go clay pigeon shooting last year, and I'm surprisingly good at it, and I do thoroughly credit...
Is that what you call fox hunting?
No, again, I cannot have these narratives seeping into the show. I don't admit it. Admittedly, I don't pay to any fox charities as such, but...
Dog and horse charities?
Just save the dogs, the hunting dogs, and the horses that go with them. But yeah, I credit all my time on these games that I was actually quite good firing a railgun. So just saying, if there's an apocalypse on the go, I'm your guy. It's looking like it's going that way, if The Last of Us has taught us anything.
Do you own a shotgun?
I don't, but that seems to be a minor issue. I'll just wait.
Stop finding problems.
I'll wait until a shotgun owner turns zombie, kill him in a really unpleasant way, and then steal his shotgun and use that going forward. That's my foolproof zombie apocalypse plan, essentially. Anyway.
Can't wait for zombie lockdown.
Yep, zombie lockdown. That's going to be the one.
So you jumped off a roof?
I jumped off a roof some time ago, yeah, with Big Bob there. It felt like Thelma and Louise.
So I had to just double check that because I assumed Big Bob was Adachi.
Assume away. I have no idea. He wears a blue members only looking jacket.
Fella you jumped off the roof with, yes, that's Adachi.
He told me at the start, and I think in a couple of these notes I changed his profession a couple of times, because he looks a bit like a traffic warden. I think I might refer to him as a journalist at some point, but does he work in the DMV or something? But he He's there when I get out of prison to troll me, basically. And it is funny. It's like, why are you here? Like, you got nothing to do with this. And he's like, well, I'm just going to follow you for a bit. Or my name isn't Big Bob. And
well,
sure
Big
enough,
Bob is the first person to laugh at you when you get your afro, which you haven't mentioned.
Oh, I did get my afro. I probably should have said. Yep, got
yeah, you
afro.
Could have left a note about that instead of fucking Mortal Kombat.
I didn't think it was pertinent, you know, unlike the eternal struggles of Earthrealm. Very, very separate. But yeah, he's a nice bloke. He did ditch me to go and eat more fucking noodles at one point, but other than that...
Big Bob enjoys a beefy bowl.
He certainly seems to. Do you think that's any leak to the beefy bake out of Still Game? Big Bob's beefy
could be
bake.
A connection.
I hear
RGG are big fans.
Big fans of Still Game, I'd imagine. You can hear
there's a cameo later in the game. You need to beat up Victor.
Winston throws his leg at you. We have to dodge it. I wouldn't be surprised. It was. I'll try and pull this back desperately.
Good. Yeah, it's been a bit of a wandery episode.
Yeah. So you go through a sewer, and it would have been okay if you just climbed up a ladder and you were back on surface level, but instead you climb up a ladder and you're sort of in a skyscraper. That confused me a bit. You walk through and fight lots of people, and then you find out that they're all in the Omi clan. And
yes,
he still has a real, real issue with this, doesn't he? He hasn't let it go. The old, what were his blokes? The Tojos, wasn't it?
The Tojo clan, yes.
Yeah, see? I know things.
Somebody's been paying attention.
You know what? Tojo mofo. It all went a bit Jabba the Hutt there for a minute. Yeah, Tojo Mofo, he's still very angry that that is not the case. And this is where... This might have been the first time that they actually come up on screen that they're Omi clan. So
Instead of threatening men,
exactly. So fought them.
This is kind of the first taste of like the high-stakes drama of the game. Because I warn you now, it does get melodramatic in places.
Okay. Well, I did think the jumping off a roof holding hands to go down and beat up three young punks was quite melodramatic, was quite the moment, which is why I felt compelled.
And Big Bob held off a helicopter with his badge.
Did he?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't really...
That's why he gets left behind.
But sure, he's only...
Buying your time, he's going to talk to the police.
But sure, he's only a traffic warden. What's he going to do? Like, give them a ticket? Legally parking a helicopter?
Are you sure he's a traffic warden?
Well, no, as I've mentioned, I'm not 100% sure what he is. But that's right. He doesn't come with me after this.
Yeah, you're back on your lonesome.
Yes, that's for the next bit. And for once, I'm not going to get into it just yet, because I think
that
I
almost
it
could have been
a
segue, but no, you just don't want to be smooth at all. We could transition into the next audio notes.
It feels like in every episode I somehow ruin the next audio note, so I'm not going to mention it just yet. But if you'd like to play the next audio note, that would be okay.
I've just completed chapter 2.
Woo!
So I think I've also just beaten my first boss. Beat him by throwing a grenade at him. That's a perfectly normal thing to do in a hotel room setting. And also a hard rubber ball, which seemed to enact damage as well. I've just finally burst in for that famous Chinese meal and got shot by my beloved boss, the scarred one, Arkin. Shot me, and I seem to have woken up in a bin. So more as it progresses, more as this story unfolds, will come your way. Yeah.
Ichiban, dead as fuck, but not quite.
Yeah, that's where I am. I think I fought my first boss. You'd have to tell me if there was one prior to that, but it certainly felt like a big boss fight.
And this big boss fight, did you remember him?
No, I think he was the first... Was that not the first time I've seen him?
Remember the fella you give Young Master's money to and he tries to beat you up because he knows it's Young Master's money?
Oh, in the toilet or something of the club?
No.
I mean,
at the office...
It rings a bell, okay? It rings a definite bell.
So
the
guy that looked after Arakawa's finances.
Right.
Yeah.
Scarface. His
Sawashiro.
Okay, his name's Sarashiro. Okay.
That's who you fight.
Well, what? I've been to prison for him. What's his fucking problem?
You haven't been to prison for him. You've been to prison for Arakawa.
I prefer his guys. We're not all friends. You need not be like...
He made it quite clear that he dislikes you, and he talked about disliking you before the fight.
Well, he did. He mentioned that. That was certainly why he swung
the first
punch. Oh, did
not feel like there was a bit of history between the two of you?
There was a bit of animosity, but I thought it was just because I had walked into his business, really, and via the sewer, you know, tracked some slime up from the sewer, and... walked into his building unannounced without the correct security clearance or tattoos. Is it not that?
When you say that out loud, does that sound like the scenario you were in?
It's not as plausible as I now come to think. But equally, to answer your first question, no, I did not recognize him.
No, I got that. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah. But it was a good fight. He fought a good fight. He's not very good against a rubber ball. Don't remember where I got a rubber ball from, but, you know, maybe there's a cricket element to this game that I have not come across yet. But I had a rubber ball, and I threw it at him, and he didn't like that at all. And he also did not like having an actual live grenade thrown at him and explode under his feet.
No, so, I wouldn't be fond of that myself.
No, so I did learn a lot in this.
Suspect device? No, thank you.
Yep, not where we're from. No, you're not going to want that. But it was illuminating that you can get.
So, yeah,
weapons.
You got your first boss fight under you.
Yeah.
He's not dead as fuck, though, is he?
Oh, you'd have to tell me.
No, you'll fight him again.
Oh, spoilers. I mean, I won't remember him, so it doesn't really count, does it, if I don't really know who I'm talking about?
You are going to forget by the time you get round again.
Yeah, I probably am.
What's his name? Yeah. So, Big Boss Daddy shot you. Fuck. You didn't like that, did you? You bollocks.
No, that was a little hurtful, I'll be honest. I mean, you send a guy to prison for 16 years, and without so much as a thank you, he gets out, and you just shoot him. That's no way to be getting on.
That's not very Yakuza, that.
It's no way to run a business, surely. You know, you're not going to get loyal workers if that is your disciplinary procedure, is the only thing I can say about that, really. But I guess from a narrative point of view, it might be the sort of thing that one might have to do in a game in order to move the story along somewhat.
Possibly. Because move the story along, you did. Chapter 2 completed. Well done. Have a biscuit, filthy.
Way.
You are almost at the point where I thought you would be last episode.
Oh, very good. See, and you were disappointed.
I am disappointed. Speaking of disappointed, another audio note.
I've woken up in a dumpster. I have met a homeless man with inexplicably top-end glasses. I just want to point that out. I don't know if that's a flaw, but it's a pretty good eyewear there for somebody living on the streets. And I've spent the last 10 minutes collecting cans, which is not, I would admit, where I thought this game was going, into a can-collecting game. But here we are. I'm now in a different city as well. I think Yokozuna? No, he was the wrestler. But yeah, that's where I am. Yokohama. That was it. And... yep, life on the street. Let's see how that goes, shall we? I got some more bread there. He's just given me some bread. Oh, and showed me how to make fish tail soup. So that was nice. But I know how much you like your digital bread. So, just enjoying that right now.
So you've made a new friend, a buddy, a pal. You're shockingly popular in this virtual world.
Seems that way, yep.
What I didn't notice... was a name.
What do you mean?
What are you calling this new character?
Oh, well, he's told me his name, so naturally I would remember it.
You would?
Oh no. Here's the thing, right? I've got a name.
Dear listener, after last week's faux pas, I made a point of not putting names into the notes.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's a character with a name, and...
Oh, there is.
I don't know if it was him. Is it a short name? Can you tell me that? Or is that not allowed?
As opposed to what?
Like, has he got a big long name like Arakawa did? Or is it like a... Because I think there was a character that I've
How many fucking letters is in Arakawa?
Like, Arakawa... It's like 4 or 5 syllables there, at least. I think he had a 2-syllable name. I think... I think it reminded me a bit of MAGA. Like, as in, you know, so I thought that would be funny. I was like, oh, good old MAGA. Or else, like, Naga, like the sauce, like Naga chili sauce. Or he also has the shaggy hair and the glasses. So I guess there's a sort of, like, there's a certain resemblance to Harry Potter there. Because he also, inexplicably, you know, his glasses are usually in pretty good nick, even though he was abused by his parents, or his aunt and uncle, really, I suppose. So I guess if I had to settle on a name, I think... His real name is Naga, and to my mind, he's Harry Potter. Does that answer your question?
No, it really does not.
What is his real name?
Nanba.
Oh my God, I was right. Well, I mean, as right as I'm genuinely as pleased at that.
I must say, I am impressed because I thought you were going to call him Nambla.
I was close with MAGA. I think we should go with MAGA then.
MAGA.
Yeah. Make Arakawa great. No, he's a bastard. I don't like him. But
you fucking awful grudge just because he shot you.
Just if he shot me.
Fuck you. You broke into him when he was eating his succulent Chinese meal.
That's true. God, he is a hard-on for them noodles, boy. He's serious about them. But yeah, so me and MAGA, best mates now, even though... Yeah, I just didn't buy the good eye care. If he turns out to be a secret homeless agent...
To be really angry about homeless people having eyewear.
Well,
don't think they deserve it.
Well, but you went on about how great the digitally rendered the bread was, and I thought, well, if he's going to be homeless, he should have some shitty glasses, and they've given him some
Ray-Bans.
How
do you know he didn't take them off some dead prick?
Well, the prescription would be wrong. Come on. Well,
you think the fella that got shot before you and ended up in the bins at the homeless camp, maybe he had glasses.
Okay, I'll entertain it as a notion. I will take it on board.
World building, you know, expand your mind. There's reasons for everything.
It's quite possible. Okay, we'll agree with that story for now. But I don't think he's going to make America great again.
False promises. At least he doesn't have a fake tan.
No, that's true.
Now you find yourself in a different city.
Yep, Different city. Whole new set of problems, eh?
Yeah. Where are you?
I believe it's you. It's I believe it was like Yoklahoma is the phrase I think I used, because it reminded me of the classic WWE or WWF as it was at the time, sumo wrestler, Yokozuna. Fun tangent once more, and there's your fun fact for the day. Made his career pretending to be a Japanese sumo wrestler. The fucker was actually Samoan, had never been to Japan. Anyway.
he was Northern Irish.
Big Francie, the sumo wrestler.
Francie hit you, slap, you know about it?
Oh, I would. Worse than sitting on you. But yeah, I think it's Oklahoma. Would that be right?
It's not right. I think you confused the actual city itself, Yokohama, with Oklahoma.
Look, I'll be honest. I think I'm doing pretty well here on the old names compared to last time.
No, I'd give it to you. Like, the last city was fictional.
Yep.
Yeah. Yokohama's a real place. It's Japan's second biggest city.
I get learning a lot about Japan here. What can I say? That's it's good to know.
And Yokohama's a shitty parody musical that we haven't made yet.
Oh, now there's an idea. Yes. So I was thinking of Cletus the Slackjawed Yokel again. I was like, yeah, Yokohama.
Yokohama.
He goes to the, yep, he goes to the big city to, I don't know, try and take down a Yakuza boss. Maybe. That would be good.
The Slackjawed Yakuza.
Cletus the Slackjawed Yakuza. That's the idea right there.
Yeah, I can't even make fun of it because that Oklahoma musical shite. I can't even. Oklahoma. Okay, Lahuma.
Okay, I don't even... You know what? I have seen it, like a half a dozen musicals in my life.
Dog shite.
Not even what I've seen. So there we go. At least I'll know not to leave a ring sting about that or to bother watching it.
Do not. And you took part in can collecting.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, and I mean, there's probably another note or two still to come of things I didn't expect to be doing in a game about Japanese mafia. So you get a little fancy scooter.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I say that word, I just think of South Park.
Are you ready?
Scooting.
Ah, I was thinking of Scooter.
Oh, let me hear that.
I don't give a penny. Fuck 2020! Posse!
Just gonna leave a gap there for you to put it in. I want to hear it.
I'm trying to think of that one he released during lockdown. Oh, 2020, don't spend a penny.
That's right. Except on blonde hair dye, obviously. yeah, it was an interesting thing to do, collect cans. I'll be honest, full confession, mm-hmm. I didn't do an awful lot of it. I did the two required missions and then I pissed off to not collect cans because I'm a Yakuza bitch. It seems a bit beneath me, to be honest.
Yakuza bitch. You do get some nice rewards out of that side quest, which is a running theme throughout the game. You are well rewarded for these Skylarks.
I will say on my phone, I have about 32 unread messages of, like my game phone, the one in the game. I have about 32 unread tips and messages of things to do to help with the game. And
I'd imagine.
Yeah, thus far I haven't done any of them. So
well, did you notice anything odd about the can collecting when you were playing the game? Did it remind you of anything?
Simpsons Hit and Run, maybe?
No. Waka Waka.
Bit of Pac-Man.
It's fucking basically Pac-Man with homeless people on bikes.
It kind of... Oh, do you know what? Now that you mention it, because you can't go down certain roads because your enemies are there.
Yeah, unless you have the power pill or punching bottle.
Yeah, and then you're allowed to hit ice cream vans and all sorts. Yeah. That was quite Pac-Man-esque, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot of subtext to this game that I'm just not getting.
Whoosh!
That's the sound of the entire game going over my head.
Will we treat ourselves to another audio note?
I think we should.
Things have gone from bad to worse for me. So now, there's not only menacing men, I also have to contend with threatening men. Yes, I'm scared, but I've beaten quite a few of them now at this stage in whatever city I live in now. I can't remember which one it is. I had an incident with some threatening men, and no sooner had I done that than I had to go defend the good honour and electricity of a bar owner. I had to defend them and their power grid. Yeah, I've done that now from a man with a sledgehammer. I thought he was going to be a boss fight, but turned out one punch knocked him out. So that was a bit of an anticlimax.
You've had a few more fights and you've beaten off a few more groups of men.
If that's how you'd like to phrase that sentence, I have to respect that, I suppose.
Yes, you have no control here.
I do not. So not even menacing me anymore, just downright threatening. I mean, that's rude. I think we can all agree. threatening me, menacing me, but I have taken to punching them all lots and winning. So that's quite nice. I've noticed with the game, you do tend to stay... maybe I just haven't put in any effort. Who knows?
But I thought.
Can you imagine? But so far, I haven't been wildly overpowered. My character isn't overpowered. I don't know if the baddies level up at the same level as you, but you know I'm about level 8 at the minute, and everybody I fight is level 7, level 8.
It does break you in quite gently. It ramps it up as it goes.
Okay, yeah, so I don't know if I should be wandering around taking on lots of extra fights to
Oh, that never hurts. Myself. Gets you money, gets you experience, both are good.
Gets you tuna rolls sometimes, which I thought was quite
sometimes.
Nice. Yeah, that was quite nice.
So, going over this audio note, I noticed one little thing. Iota. One little niggle.
Yeah.
You skipped over a lot of the fucking game here.
You think? No.
Why were you at the bar?
Because Harry Potter wanted a drink.
No, he didn't.
We thought we would be able to get money there for doing.
Did you go to the job centre?
I did go to the jobs. Oh, that's,
you did go to the job centre.
I went to the job centre and a suspicious looking man said, oh, go over to Mary at the pub. She's always looking help. She needs some bodyguards or something like that. And I went, okay, let's go see Mary at the pub. That's what happened.
Why did you go to the job centre?
Because I'm bloody homeless and I need a job.
That's correct, Filthy.
See, I know that.
These
much.
Are notes you could leave in recording form.
But I prefer to just wander around in the wilderness, figuring out what's going on by myself. And then,
yeah, you've certainly been doing that.
Yeah, clearly
a
paying
drunk toddler just pinballing around this city
of Oklahoma.
Okay. Who were you defending the bar from?
Some crossbowmen. They had crossbows, which I thought was quite an odd weapon to choose in a city. But I suppose you did mention last week about gun control in Japan.
So I did, before you got shot.
Yeah, well, I wanted to point that out. I did get shot in this week, actually. Mm-hmm. I started a fight with somebody, and, you know, my options are thunder fists or regular attack, and his response is to pull out a gun and shoot me. That seems a little uneven. But these men had crossbows and were at a distance. There was quite a cool scene where I just, like, threw my hands up and I was like, hey, take your best shot. And they just kind of grazed my chin and I came off looking quite the badass. I did enjoy
cheek or your chin?
Sorry, cheek. Sorry.
Motherfucker.
I know. You thought, no, I was paying attention. It was cheek.
Oh, you were.
Yep. Meanwhile, Harry Potter's hiding around a corner. Going, what are you at?
Don't blame him. Just after digging a bullet out of you.
That's true. I did get shot. Again.
Again.
But it was good. I want to come back to what I mentioned about I really thought Sledgehammer Man was going to be another boss, and instead literally I did my Thunder Punch or whatever it's called, and he just fell down. So that was odd. It wasn't what I was expecting. They really geared him up to be Billy Big Bollocks. And
give somebody a hammer, you kind of think, oh, I'm in for a bad time here.
Well, I think if he hits me with that hammer, it's going to hurt. But he never even got the chance because he just fell over. So,
it's not about the size of your hammer, it's how you use it.
Exactly. And I've just realised now, thinking what I know about what comes up here, that I'll mention maybe towards the end of the episode. Because I did pay attention to something, by the way.
So yeah, my fucking notes.
You like this? No, at the end of chapter 2, which we're not at yet, but we'll get there, something happens, and it would explain why that fight was easy. So now, I'm quite happy about that.
Oh, that's good.
So there, I think.
Well, we move incredibly smugly on to the next and last audio note.
So I can tell you my interesting thing. Yes.
Yeah, you're bursting at the seams here.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Just protected a prostitute and her gang from a bunch of, I don't know, sort of incel alt-right people called, what was it called now? Clean Japan? Bleach Japan? That involved threatening them with a load of dirty tissues and then beating up five menacing men all at once. It was my greatest victory against some menacing men to date. And I've been rewarded with a bedroom with my wee pal, my wee shaggy-haired but well-bespectacled pal. Bespectacled pal, I think that's what I meant to say. But hey, you know what I mean.
So what were you bursting at the seams for?
Well, it's a little after this audio note, actually.
Oh, do you want me to go through it and then let you get to it? Because it just seems like you're ready to burst.
Well, I don't think it'll matter in regards to this note, so I can tell you anyway. Because after this note, this is sort of what I found out to be the end of chapter 3. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Chapter 3. Yeah. So at the very end, after the events of this audio note, there's a little cutscene. And the man with the hammer is getting chastised by the Korean mafia. And by chastised, I mean shot in the fucking head.
Oh, so hammer man. Yeah. Dead as fuck.
Thank you. So that's why you were supposed to beat him easily. Because he's a bit shit. And the Koreans didn't like him being a bit shit. So
That's exactly what's been going on, Felty. You've cracked the case.
Well, I think that's why that fight was easy. So, there. I have put two things together.
You showed me.
Those two things happened a good 45 minutes apart in the game, and I linked them together using my attention and big brain. So, there.
Congratulations. Did you catch the name of the woman who basically is the pimp for the prostitutes in the area?
Oh, we're getting back to the audio note then. Okay, fine.
Yes, we are.
She had blonde hair.
She did.
And admittedly, no. I'm going to call her Sharon. I think she looked a bit like a Sharon. She looked a bit like she was out of EastEnders, I think. But so that's why I'm going with Sharon.
Sharon.
Yes.
Close.
What was
Hamako.
It? Exactly. Yeah. Did you
Sharon
know
Hamako?
Amako is actually Japanese for Sharon.
Somebody's been brushing up.
Yep, so I win. But yeah, I mean, I'm all for protecting people from the alt-right and from weird little incel men. And,
you catch his name, leader of the protest?
I just thought of him as T-shirt man because he was wearing a really shit bleached Japan T-shirt that wasn't even bleached. So I just thought him as little bleach man.
Kumi.
Kumi what? See, it's not easy this, is it? Kumi, I don't know where I'm going with that, to be honest. I guess he has to...
We are going to make a joke about a bin full of cum-stained T-shirts, and Kumi is not a million miles away from cum if you're bad at spelling.
Well, I wanted to say that, but manners said I shouldn't. But that did occur to me at the time, if I'm being honest, now that you've reminded me. And I definitely
never reminded you after the fact. Captain Hindsight over here.
Captain Hindsight, that is me. That did occur to me at the time, now that I remember what his name was. but yes, definitely, again, things you don't expect to be doing in a game about the Yakuza. Threatening people with a bin full of tissues that you then don't even throw. They all run away.
Yeah, that was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, I did think there'd be funnier.
Do you mind when you were in school and you used to get like a wad of tissue paper and you'd soak it in the sink?
Yeah.
And you get like a big solid wad of sopping wet toilet paper and somebody was in a cubicle taking a dump and you just throw it over the top?
Well, I don't remember doing that because I was a good person. But
I wasn't.
Yeah.
It was great too because if they got really angry and came out to shout at you with their trousers around their ankles, you'd punch them. Set them back down.
Double whammy. Wow. Insult. I was going to say adding insult to injury, but that was adding injury to insult, really. Mm-hmm. So fair play. But yeah, that was a good little, a fun bit to the game. I did enjoy that. And then I had a lovely...
Your, This was the bit I started warming to Ichiban. I don't know if you came across it. Kume at one stage shouts the line, "Show me one then. Show me a child that is happy to be raised by a whore."
Oh, and he is one.
A bit of a dick.
Yeah, he is. A bit of a, yeah. It's only really way to... He just really was the whole way around. Before the chapter's out, he did that weird thing as well, where he hired a load of people to eat at her quote-unquote restaurant.
To prove that it was a brothel.
Yep. So that was just a bit of a childish, silly thing to do.
Anybody listening this far probably knows what's going on, but Bleach Japan, they want to bleach out the grey parts of Japan.
I did sit through that talk. Yes. I remember him explaining this.
So we get into quite an odd discussion between both sides of the fence here, where they think prostitution is immoral, it should be illegal, which, you know, yeah, it should be. And then the other side of it is, well, these are illegal immigrants, and if they don't have this illegal trade, they will get sent back home, deported to much worse situations. So it's almost like things can't be black and white.
Something of an ethical quandary, I would say. Just a pity they can't send them all to Rwanda, really, isn't it? That would solve the problem.
That would be the dream, where everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Oh, not a rainbow. Not on my watch.
Is that a woke concentration camp?
Oh, dear, dear, dear. But yeah, it was... I enjoyed that segment.
Yeah, I liked Ichiban coming up. Well, this was a person who was raised by sex workers after being abandoned as a baby because, you know, there are nice people doing horrible things in the world. They don't have any other options.
Exactly. And now Ichi has a bedroom, so...
He's grown up to be a fine man who would throw a bin full of cummy tissues over protesters.
Anybody that needs it. All's well that ends well, that's what I say.
He would get the trains running on time. Yes, so... After all this altercation, you now have this weird, damp room you can stay in with Nambla.
Yep, with Nambla. Magma. Harry Potter. Which is quite the friendship, by the way. He's an interesting guy to do the cool fights with, where he just swings an umbrella at people and breathes on them. Those are some good superpowers. I'm enjoying that.
Well, do you have the pigeon seeds?
Yeah, he does that as well.
I like that one.
Bit of an odd move, but hey, yeah, it's a bit of a lull.
In Dragon Quest terminology, he would be your wizard of the group.
Ah, okay, I see what they're doing here.
Just like Harry Potter.
There you go. See, you are welcome. That link, that was not serendipitous. That was well thought out by me.
Oh, for sure. The composure.
Yeah, that was 100% what I've been getting at this whole time. Oh, you don't believe a word of it.
No, not one bit.
That's fair.
So that was nice. That was our last ring sting. How are you feeling about the game up to this point?
It's pretty good, as I say. There's probably a lot I am not exploring at this time. I got a note earlier about eating more, about making sure you combine all your food.
Eat out to help out.
Yeah. Give me a token for that. Checking under vending machines, things of that nature.
Well, not to underplay that one, that can be quite useful. Have you come across a shop with a lot of rubbish outside it yet?
Oh God, that could be any of them. I mean, none particularly.
There's a cutscene that starts playing when you get close to it.
Oh, okay. No, I don't believe so.
Well, under vending machines, you can find some iron, silver, or gold plates. Quite a rare find, but you can find them. I started this game recently to get some screenshots for artwork, and did find a gold plate, which can be sold for money, which you can then buy gear with.
Ah, okay.
Equipment, not drugs.
I was going to say, he doesn't seem to go down that route, but...
No.
Yeah. He's got 5,000 yen at the minute. Was my first big job there, that defending the hair house. So,
pay as well, that.
Continue. Yeah, not a bad old gig. So, happy days. But yes, it's been a pretty good week in Oklahoma, and I can't wait to see what happens next to young Ichi and his ragtag mob of homeless people. I have no other way of finishing that thought.
So, are you enjoying it?
I am. I'm still getting used to the turn-based combat, but I mean, I enjoyed South Park, Stick of Destiny. So,
Stick of Truth,
Sword of Destiny. Both of those games were turn-based, the South Park ones anyway. So I'll get used to it. Or if not, I'll just ask you for help.
Yeah, it'll come.
Yeah.
So anything sticking out? Anything you want to go over?
No, I'm a happy-go-lucky scamp. Just loving...
Wandering about, battering boys.
Essentially, in my reds. Do I wear the red suit the entire time? That's a question.
Oh, that is a question. I guess you'll just have to play the fucking game and find out.
Oh, fair enough. That's a fair response, I suppose, to an unfair question. But yeah, it's a bit of a... starting to look a little bit worn, you know, so...
Well, I think after this stage, it cleans up a bit. Once you get your own room, it goes from being tatty back to how it was previously.
Well, I'd bloody like to hope.
So
really,
you will look a bit sharper, so, at least.
Happy days.
It's excellent. Not just the homeless that get fancy eyewear.
Mm. Well, I am looking forward to some nice shades. Maybe a hat for my massive afro. Who knows?
It's a punch perm.
Because people want to punch you when you have one, apparently.
So, no closing thoughts? Nothing?
No, I am thoughtless.
Why do you hate the homeless?
I know. That's a good question, actually. I'll dwell on that and give you an answer now. Tune in next week to find out why.
Yeah, so we did get a bit of feedback for this one, but in a strange turn of events, I think everybody assumed you would be a lot further on in the game.
Sorry.
So, thank you, everybody that wrote in, but they all reference like sub-stories or things that happened, and they can't wait until you get to this bit, or what did he think of this bit? And you haven't got there yet.
Amazing. I would like to admire everybody, or I'd like to thank everybody for their faith in me and what I might go on to do, but as of yet have not.
So if it comes up, I will read them out if you don't cover them in ring stings.
Seems fair. Seems likely.
But if people do want to abuse you and your lack of progress, which has just been abysmal.
Astounding even by my standards, yeah.
I started this again. I'm on chapter 7.
That's disheartening, I feel.
But I hope you feel bad. I wasn't watching Mortal Kombat.
I'll do better, I promise.
Head down.
Get grinding. Grinding out the tissues. I don't know, whatever it is I'm going to be doing in this game.
Well, if you two are disappointed and filthy, you can leave some feedback. Where can you do that? Oh, well, that's an excellent question. You can go to Filthy Ring on Twitter or email us, filthyring@gmail.com. So you had some nice notes on Discord?
Oh, did I? Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Maybe if you checked in once in a while, you'd fucking see them.
Ugh, you've got to leave them wanting more, you know.
People join the Discord to talk to you. They don't fucking care that I'm there.
That's,
He's always fucking there, snarky c***.
that's lovely to know. Maybe I will sometime when I'm feeling bad about myself, which is most of the time I'm playing the Xbox because I'm not very good at it. I can tune into the Discord and get some encouraging thoughts and words of wisdom.
So I was calling them fellow filthy fans, spelt just as you'd imagine.
The PPP.
Good thing your name isn't Kyle.
And for that, I thank my parents every day, to be honest, for many reasons.
Cantankerous Kyle comrades.
The very same.
So yes, Filthy Ring, Twitter, filthyring@gmail.com. All links are in the episode show notes, or you can visit shows.acast.com/PERS for links and various hosting services. It annoys me that we can't change that to PRS.
Yeah, that's a pity. But hey, it was a great wild ride, that series one, so long may the memory.
Elden Ring will forever be just infused in the DNA of the show.
Yeah, very much so. From my complete disillusionment with gaming to your condescension, which is well-warranted.
Yes, it's only contained to this show.
And is well warranted in this instance.
So, any closing thoughts?
I really must go try some of these tuna rolls or maybe check under a vending machine.
Are you sick of your Rustler's Burgers, you lonely, sad bastard?
I hope they deliver to my house. I don't want to have to leave.
I hope the delivery man doesn't talk to me. He's a menacing man.
He's a menacing man. I might have to punch him 3 times, let him punch me, and then punch him 3 times again, and then let him punch me.
Are you looking for a tremendous fisting?
It's not even Thursday. Come on.
Don't date the fucking show.
Oh, podcast rule number one. Be timeless. Be effortless.
We did talk about the coronation.
We did, yeah. I knew it the minute I said it, but what are you going to do, right?
It's not like he holds grudges, that prick.
No, historically they're a very forgiving bunch. You know.
Filthy. Pleasure as always.
And you.
But until our paths cross again, we live. We learn.
God help us all.
Bit better than your hello, anyway.
Yeah, it couldn't have been worse, let's face it, with a bit higher energy.
What a week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.